Welcome to another episode of the Success Is My Religion podcast. I am your host, Michael Taylor, the success engineer. In this podcast episode, I am talking to some students and explaining my work hard process and my work hard philosophy directly to them. I am going to coach them the rest of this school year. I hope you enjoy it and get some valuable information out of it.
Huh?
Why don't you find you in it no more?
No. Because I didn't know when the other was applying. Anyways.
Okay.
So what I do is I do success plans. My ultimate goal is to fund and run a life prep program for disadvantaged student athletes. And when I was looking at my goal, I was like, what do I need to do to have it in multiple cities all over the United States? And then I was going into my little success, like studying success, highly successful people, all that stuff. And then I was like, I need a system. I need something that somebody can do for themselves and think through for themselves so that they can understand what they need to do to get to where they need to go. Because I can't sit here and tell you exactly what you need to do in your life because I don't live your life. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know anything like that. So, but we can work through different things as far as success is concerned if we understand where we're going and understand the different aspects of success that we need. And there is a formula for that. And it's called work hard, because every time, or any highly successful person will tell you, you need to work hard to be successful. But I was like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like, what does work hard mean? Because I have been student athlete, involved in organization. Like, by this time, I was out of school, so I did graduate assistant. I worked different jobs, but I wasn't getting enough money. Like, but I was doing everything, and I was like, "What does really work hard really mean?" And then I figured it. I was like, "Oh, I do." I had to look at my successes in the past. So, how can somebody do four different things? Being a student athlete, organization leader in the organization, leader on campus as a resident assistant. I was like, "How did I do all that?" And not have a planner and not sit there and write everything down. And I was like, I use reverse engineering. Reverse engineering is reverse engineering is taking your goal or a, so the Japanese bought a train and studied, broke it down into little pieces, put it back together. And they were able to create the better train, and then they started selling trains to everywhere. So you take that big goal, that train, break it down into little pieces. You study how it works, understand the different pieces, put it back together, and then you have a plan on ways to implement it or create something better. And that's what reverse engineering does, and that's what I use for my coaching. But I need y'all to understand this is going to be a long-term commitment. And it's just talking through what we want, what we think we want, and, you know, creating different paths for our different opportunities for us to possibly go. And then we'll just look at the different options that we have within there and the opportunities that come. So say if you want to, you have three different paths and only one of those opportunities comes through, then that makes our decision simpler to, hey, this is one of the options that I thought about. I might as well go that way. I'm not going to force anything, because when we force something, that, like, then we have regrets that we didn't take this other opportunity that was already presented to ourselves. And success is really simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. You know what I mean? So, like, if we think too hard about it, then we'll have, like, that back in our mind. Like, we're going to have a little bit of regret. But I'm the type of person that I like putting principles in place so that it makes me more simply make decisions. So, as a basketball player, I was undersized, I played out of position and different things like that. So I had to find my advantages and exploit those and understand different aspects of it. So that's what I do. And then I created Work Hard, which is an acronym for willing to reuse knowledge, habits, and resources diligently. There's no O and there's no A because we don't want opinions and assumptions. Right. So we don't want opinions and assumptions. That I talk about that all the time because like that clouds our judgment to make those simple decisions because opinions create a false reality that we opinions and assumptions create a false reality that may or may not be. And if we make our decisions based off of anything like that, like we might miss out on a real opportunity because we went with the facts and observations and experiences that us and other people know. So I created this to basically break it down into sections of how we can actually reverse engineer our success. So there's four elements to success. There's the goal, which we always start with the goal. Reverse engineer, we start with that goal. Goal, mindset, plan, and take action on that plan. See, I'm a basketball player, so like to win a game, I have to practice plays beforehand. And basically, that's what life is. Like, we want to practice these plays beforehand or during our process. Because if it takes, and did I mention the 10,000 hour rule? If it takes 10,000 hours to be really good at something and 10,000 hours equals hard work, what are we doing in that 10,000 hours? And the quicker you start working on that 10,000 hours, just little bit by little bit, the closer you'll get. And 10,000 hours is like 10 years pretty much of, and don't think of it like that because 10 years will go by real quick. But I didn't start my 10 years until I was 26 years old, 25, 26 years old. So if I get y'all to start at 18, by the time you're 28, you'll be living like great. You know what I mean? Like, because we're working on these success principles as we go and understanding that success takes time. But instead of being 36, when you figure out, like, this is what I need to do, this is the type of leader I need to be, all of that stuff, you can be 26 and have a whole life ahead of you. And then you probably be a millionaire because I'll be a millionaire by the age of 40. I'm going to just throw that out there too. but it's based off of this. Like, I didn't know about this. Like, if I would have, at 26 years old, got a great job out of grad school, like, I would have never understood life, success. I would have just been here, sitting here telling you about, you should just go to college and everything will work out, like we get all the time, which is not necessarily the case because I know from experience when I got out of my grad school in the middle of the Great Recession, the things don't necessarily work out. So then I had to struggle all through the last 10 years of my life has been a struggle, like only getting paid $24,500 for most of my career after grad school. So what I want to do with you all is actually take you through, like, I'm a life coach. I've tried this already with other people. I try it on myself all the time. I don't use it because...
Well, if you don't do it, if you're late...
I use it mentally. Like, I don't sit there and write it down, but I've been doing it for so long that I grow through it in my head mentally, and I hit on these different things. But as I was developing this, I was like, I can help other people think through that. I don't tell you what to do, but, like, I help work out because I had a lot of experience in many different things. Like, I have experience in, like, college, being a from a disadvantaged background, like sports. Like, I take all of my experiences and put it into the different things. And basketball has taught me a lot because of the different elements you have to understand in a sport and many sports. But within Work Hard, willing to reuse knowledge, habits, and resources diligently are those four elements of success, which is the goal, which we create our own goal. And that's what I want you to understand, too. You can create your reality or create your dreams or whatever you have. But we have to think about it. And it's your dream is something that's small, and you may not think it that's your dream, but it will develop over time if you kind of go off your intuition of, like, hey, I'm interested in this, so I'm gonna go towards that, and I'm gonna explore that. So you had a time in your life where you can explore many different things, right? And that's what we want you to do. We don't want you to, I don't want you to just stick with one thing, because that will lead you to have more regrets. But it takes hard work to be able to experience the gambit, right? So I'm an educator. I teach group fitness classes. I Uber drive, like I volunteer. I work with different organizations around the city. Like, I do a lot of different things. But I've been doing that for, like, all my life. Y'all do it here. Y'all do a lot of different things here. A lot of students do school, sports, choir, band, work. Like, those are things that we can draw from and use those experiences to our advantage. Because not a lot of people can manage all of those different things. And if we understand that, then we can build on top of the things that we know. So I wanted to explain that to y'all first. And so work hard contains those four elements. The goal, which is anything that you want. It could be small, it could be big, it could be life dreams, all that stuff. We'll talk through all of that. Then it takes your attitude, our mindset, which I think being willing and open, it opens your mind to the possibilities of something happening outside of your realms of thinking, right? Because we only got a frame of reference of this much. You know, we want to get it out to here, and through this process, we can get it out to here without having to actually experience things. We'll go through our own experiences, but we'll use the experiences of others and, you know, books and things, people we listen to and look up to as a part of the process. So willingness opens your mind up. And there's two things that are the hardest. And I like to look at a negative because, you know, like, you don't just automatically win. Like, you have to lose a whole bunch before you actually win, right? And a lot of us come from disadvantaged backgrounds that we've been losing all our lives. So we might as well start winning early because we've been losing so much. That's how I think. And that's how, like, I was raised with no father, single mother, low income, all of that stuff. So I had to figure it out on my own. And I want y'all to be able to do that right now. And there's two things that are the hardest things to do for humans to do, and that's, hold that. All right. Sometimes it cuts off. Two hardest things is to be willing to change and to be willing to sacrifice, because success demands those two things, change and sacrifice. A lot of people aren't willing to change, and it's hard for people to change. But you're in a state, like, as younger people, when you get older, you're set in your ways, and those different types of things are, you're going to be like, I'm not trying to change, like, because then some different elements and circumstances dictate where you have to stay in one thing. Like, we have family, and, like, you're not able to move. Like, I chose not to have a family right at that, like, in my first 35 years, right? So that I'm able to move where I need to go to make the moves that I need to make to be free. So that's an example of something that, like, I wouldn't be able to change and do the things that I need to do if I had a family or whatever. And then willing to sacrifice, like, you got to sacrifice some stuff. Sometimes you got to sacrifice, like, I sacrificed video games in 2012. Like, I just sold my video game for cheaper than what it was worth and everything, just because it was taking up a lot of my time. And you'll understand, like, if we manage our time well, you can have fun while you're working hard, because we plan it out. Like, but if we're wasting time when we could be doing something else that will help us progress towards our goals, then we should be doing that, and then fighting the instant gratification of, I wanted to just relax, because everybody else is just relaxing. And do we want to be like everybody else? I don't know. Depending on what everybody else is, you know? And then we move on to the planning. So we got our goal, we have our mindset, and we have the plan. The plan is the most important part, and this is what I found out, and this is why I created it, is that most of us don't have a plan for what we want. We don't own what we want, we don't have a plan for it, so it's not intentional, because success is intentional and success is deliberate. So how are you going to be intentional and deliberate without a plan to get whatever you want, right? But we live in a society where instant gratification is, we go on Amazon and we get it the next day, 2 days, you know, and it's coming faster and faster, you know. See, so we get a show and we can go on Netflix, Hulu, whatever, and get whatever instantly. But the plan, we got a plan for that 10,000 hours. And it may take you shorter than 10,000 hours. It's just how intense you want that 10,000 hours to go. You may get it in 5,000, but if you get it in 5,000, like, you can build on to the next 5,000 to make it even better and be more successful in what you want. And then change your goal. Like, once you accomplish it, you change it, and because you're going to keep growing and get more and more and more, right? So the planning is the most important part of it, because we, like I said, I'm basketball. Like, we got to have a play. We can't just go out there and play rec ball, because a good team is going to beat us, because they got a plan. They got a strategy. They got plays that they're going to run against us that we need to prepare for. We need to play against, you know, different things like that. So in life, so in life, we're playing a game, and we got a plan for we got to plan a strategy for what we want. I don't care what you want. It could be materialistic. It could be something that personal to you, whatever. But as long as you own it, is the most important thing, and we'll make a plan for it. So the three elements to the plan is knowledge, habits, and resources. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of yourself, number one. If you don't know yourself, you guys are doing a great job with the zodiac signs, those different things. That's a step forward, like, in the right direction. And with the personality test, those different types of things, and learning about yourself. But you need to get deep into who you are, because who you are is going to help you navigate wherever you're at and understand other people better. Right, and that's the key. We gotta understand the opponent. The opponent, they're not necessarily against you, but we have to figure it out so we can make it we can win. You see what I'm saying? So the knowledge of self is important. You're on the right track with that. Knowledge of the goal and the requirements. So we're in a school where we are looking to go to college as the next step. What is the requirements for the goal, or for the major that I want, or the career path that I want to take? We got to understand those requirements, because within those requirements are are the keys to our success. So if we understand the requirements, though, then we can kind of dictate the experiences that we have to get better at what we do. And then the third thing is knowledge of others who have done it before. Not many things have been originally created besides work hard that we can't study. Like, even work hard, I created work hard But then I understood it better by what other people have done, and I just put it together. And that's what we're doing. We're piecing stuff together and trying to figure out the connections for success, for winning. Because life is about winning and losing. And if we're not doing things that are making us win, we're going to be losing. And you're coming out into a time where we're dependent. We started dependency, and then we want our independence. So you're at a time where you're transitioning into, like, so I call it, I won't lose, or I hate losing, I can't lose, I won't lose, you won't lose, we won't lose, the hierarchy of achievement. I hate losing is when you're a dependent, like, you're young, and, like, you can't work, you can't make decisions on your own, like, you're just existing in the environment that you're already in. Like, you can't change it. I can't lose is the time where you're at. You're about to go off to college. You're going to a next step. You're transitioning into, it's like, I know what I went through in my childhood, good or bad, but I want better. You know, and now I have I can start changing that. And then the independence, well, independence is right here. Self-independence is like, I won't lose. Like, I'm going to take everything I learned from my past, from others that I've experienced, all of that stuff, good and bad. And I am at a point to where, and this is where I need to get to, that no matter what, I'm not going to lose. And losing is like, there's, there's winning and losing. So losing, you only lose if you quit. So it's that simple. Like I said, success is simple. Either we win or we lose. And the only way we lose is if we quit. So all you gotta do is not quit. So we'll go through the knowledge. We'll figure out our goal, mindset, understand what we're willing to change, willing to sacrifice, then knowledge of self, knowledge of others, or knowledge of the requirements that we want of the goal, knowledge of others who've done it before us. And that gives us a framework to create some habits is the next step. So habits are a key to ultimate success. If you create successful habits that help you win, because we got bad habits that help us lose, you know what I mean? So, like, when we come home and we go off our diet, like, you know what I mean? Like, we eating that donut or something that we said we wasn't going to do. That's a habit, and habitual things, like, it can create a long term. You saw with, like, we had the what is that called, the vaping crisis town hall. Those are just habits. Like, all of these different entities that want your money, and that's how we want to get to our independence, is because, like, we want to be able to control our lives and not be dependent on the dictation of others. So they just tapped into the people's habits. So now these young kids are addicted to vaping because they made it a habitual thing. Like, now you have to get off of it somehow, and you have to create another habit that's better. But if you don't think it's better for you, you're not going to change. And what are the one of the two hardest things to do as a human is change and then sacrifice. So we want to create these habits that are along the lines of our knowledge and what we know, without opinions and assumptions, because we have a lot of those around here, because we just don't know about life. Like, we haven't been out there, and it's crazy that, like, your competition, and it's not necessarily competition, but it's competition because they're competing for different positions, jobs, whatever. It ain't the people in Wyandotte County. It's people in Johnson County, you know, and they come from a way different background than us. So we have to utilize our work, because if they have the advantage of resources and whatever, we got to understand, if we outwork them, like, can't nothing stop us. Because we are as smart as them, even smarter. But what I'm going to tell you is that this is important, because, not even because, this is important. They try to recreate, they try to simulate our adversity. so that it gets them to another level. So they have to go through some tough times to get to another, to realize for it to click. But we're already in it. So if we just work our way out of it, we already went through whatever they're trying to simulate. Because I read all these success books and they're like, oh, you have to go all in. You have to have tough times. You have to feel the pain. All like, we done felt all of that stuff. I'm like, I grew up in this stuff. Like, what are you talking about? Feel the pain. Like, I ain't creating that. Like, I already been through it. So if I could just work through all of that, like, we already prepared for success. We bred for success in our struggle, in our adversity, all of that stuff. So we create those habits that are positive, that that create a atmosphere or environment for winning. And then we get to those resources. What are we using that is free to us and available to us that we don't have to pay for that will help us win even more? You know, so library. Yeah, I know, like, this is why I created this, like, because you're in school, so y'all don't have extra time to go study Think and Grow Rich, like success books and stuff, because y'all reading all the time. So that's why I'm here, is to be able to simplify it for you. And if you trust the process of the 10,000 hours and work hard to success, like, you'll be fine. You know what I mean? Like, I can help you. But if you don't trust the process and you want it now, I can't get it to you now. But I can guarantee you in 10 years, when you're 28 years old, man, I guarantee, like, you'll be in a whole nother place because you have already thought these things through, and you'll be so far ahead of your peers that you'll be unstoppable and be prepared to go on to the next step, because we got to train y'all as leaders for the next society. You know what I'm saying? So in 20 years, this country will be majority minority. Do y'all understand that? You do understand that? Like, it's going to be, and it's mostly Hispanic. So who's going to be the leader of that? It's not going to be me. Like, I'll be a leader, but I'll be old, and people will be like, I don't want to listen to you anyway. You know what I'm saying? But now, like, I can help train you up to be the leaders, or just not even be leaders, be thinkers that will think through and not just let society dictate what goes on. So you're understanding success, you understand the process that it takes, because people want to cut off our process because they know that if they cut it off and give you early success, that you won't think anymore and you'll be dependent still on them in life. Instead of being dependent in our own lives and what we came from, we'll be dependent on somebody else to give us that comfort or security to carry on with our lives. And we don't want to do that. We want full freedom. I'm surviving. Y'all need to thrive. Y'all 18 years younger than me, 19 years younger than me. Like, that's almost 20 years. So when y'all get my age, I need y'all to be thriving and not just surviving. Does that make sense? Like, I'm just getting on the cusp of, like, winning after 10 years after my master's degree. So are you willing to put in 18 years of work to get to a place where you almost got total freedom by yourself? You know what I'm saying? Freedom to make money, freedom to make moves, go trips. Like, I had to sacrifice all of that stuff in the past. Like, I didn't go on a lot of trips. Like, I went on stuff. But it was after I saved for a whole bunch. You know, I only made $24,500. Like, that's $1,400 every 2 weeks. All right. Yeah. All right. Every month. I was making $700 a month. It's like, I'm like, dang. It ain't much you could do with that. And then I won't go into my church aspect, but, like, my mom wanted me to save tithes. First tithes, second tithes, and then in our church, we had third tithes. Every third year, you had third tithes. That's 10% of every check. $24,500. Imagine that, the first tithe, $2,400. $2,450 every year. And then on top of that, second tithe, $2,450 a year. How much is that? That's about $5,000 a year off of my paycheck. Straight to, I mean, I won't get into that. So I digress. But those resources, like, I had to use my resources because I didn't have much money to spend. So I was like, well, I need to do, I need to read books. I need to look at YouTube videos. I need to do all these different things to study success because I felt like I was behind. Right? And we're not going to get all the way into the process because this is a long-term thing. We have to understand what we want. But I want to give y'all a background first because now y'all can go in and think about, like, I'll give you a task at the end of this to think about because I want you to be thinkers. Whatever I say isn't final. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do. It's, I'm just helping you with the thought process of this is what I'm doing, this is what work hard means, this is what I'm willing to do, willing to sacrifice, willing to change for whatever I want. Because you're going to get whatever you want if you think about it and plan for it and be intentional, deliberate about it. And then once we create that plan, after our knowledge, habits, and resources, all we do is do it over and over and over again. Reuse diligently. Diligence is a strong word. I don't know if you read the Bible or whatever, but diligence is something you do for a long term. And you are committed. You are willing to do every all of it. So then you got to ask yourself, once you have your goal, am I willing to reuse knowledge, habits, and resources diligently? And that's as simple as it gets. Do I want to be successful? Am I willing to do all these things to be successful? And I want y'all to have fun during the process. More fun than I did. Like, I want y'all to make more money than I did. Like, I want y'all to do all that stuff. So we're in it for the long haul. Like, even though we make money and we're doing the things that we constantly have to be forcing the growth on ourselves, because we can get into a state where we get security and we're comfortable where we're at. Don't ever be comfortable, because you can make as much as you want to make. You can do as much as you want to do, but society tells us we should only do one thing. Society has always told me that. I'm like, why are y'all telling me to just do the one thing? Like, I've never done just one thing. They want me to just go to work and go home and sit and play video games and watch Hulu and Netflix. But, like, I was so far behind. Like, I've never been able to be totally comfortable in one job, right? So I had to create something. Like, I wanted my goal. My ultimate goal is to fund and run a life prep program for disadvantaged student athletes. I had that goal, which evolved from I want to train athletes when I went to college to now, which is, it's more clear and precise. So when we talk about our goal, it has to be clear and not even measurable. Some of them don't have to be measurable, because we have to have those stretch goals that will pull us in the direction of success. And then we don't gauge our success based on whether we got it. It's whether we grew up. So your task is to think about you're moving into the next step. So we're going to focus on career goals. Is that fine? Or what would you like to focus on? Because, so, I ran across this quote that, or not quote, but statistics that 65% of jobs that your guys' age and younger will get, they haven't even been created yet. So, how are we preparing for jobs that haven't even been created yet? We have to position ourselves, prepare for what's coming, right? And there's basic principles that we can apply in our lives to get whatever we want, right? So career-wise, think of career-wise, college, or different types of goals, at least three that you want to pursue. And this whole process is exploration. And when we're creating a plan, like, we won't even get into that until we understand what our goals and we're comfortable with moving towards what we want. So just come with different options. Like, what is it? What did y'all say? Community college.
Okay.
If that's an option, if that, you know, if you wanted to do something else, come with two other goals that don't have anything to do with community college, because whatever that community college looks like, we're going to attach other goals to that, and we'll just work that all the way through. So we understand the different options, and if the opportunities come up, we'll just go that direction. And you got to understand that it's not having a backup plan. These are pivot plans. Like, we're going this way, and we'll just pivot this way because this is what we see is better fit for us, and so we can move along and we're still progressing. And success is like Hansel and Gretel. Like, we're picking up breadcrumbs as we go. It's not, we don't retrace that, but we got this breadcrumb. Our success is at the end. It already laid a trail for us. We're just trying to figure out where that trail leads. And it's usually like all over the place. It's not a straight, because if it was straight, we wouldn't even need the breadcrumbs. But this is laying out what the breadcrumbs are, because we're gonna develop over these years, these next 4 to 5 years. You're gonna get out of school or whatever you're doing. But I want you to live the lives that you dream about, not the lives that you can just get. Because society is going to tell you that you can only have this much or this much. And then we're not worried about the opinions and assumptions from anybody. The government. I'm telling you, like, this is a real thing. We have to think about that, because that's the other side of and life is like chess. We're not playing checkers. Like, some of us are playing checkers. Some of us are playing chess. Those are two that a novice can beat a checkers player. A novice can't beat a chess master. You see what I'm saying? And what happens in that game of chess? You have your side and you have the opponent's side. You got to figure out who's the opponent and who's with you. And there's 4 ways you can be with me and 1 way you can be against me. That's how you got to go about life. You either winning with these 4 ways or you losing with that one. And the only way you can be against me is if you hinder my growth. If you hinder my progress, like, you have to understand that if somebody is telling you to go 1 way, but that don't look how you plan, or not even how you planned it, but like in the realms of what you want, and then you're actually being dependent on them for your success, you have to understand if that opportunity falls into your areas of growth that you want, that you're controlling, because if you control, you can control what you can control, which is you. And that's what we want to get to, is that, like, we're in total control of our destiny. We put it in our hands, and we're moving forward in this 10,000 hours. Because don't nobody know that we're working on our 10,000 hours. I've been participating in group fitness for 10 years. I've been an instructor for 7 years. They like, why don't you get your own gym and stuff like that? But my life prep program is based off of the group fitness concept. I'm going to teach the students group fitness in the program that I created, right? So I'm just getting practice. Like, I'm not worried about the money. Like, I'll take less money and get more practice than I'll take more money than get less practice. Because once you take more money, then you got certain expectations that you have to live up to. And then, like, I wasn't prepared to do that. And I'm not prepared to do that because, like, it's for practice and that's it. You know what I mean? So when I get the opportunity, or when I create the opportunity that I want to make more money off of it, that's when I'll take that opportunity. But for right now, I'm just giving my $25 for an hour class. That seems like a lot, but it ain't a lot, because it's still taking time away, whatever, when I got 30 people in the room and I can charge $5 a head, that's $150 in an hour. You see what I'm saying? 25, 150. I mean, I'm just saying, like, but it's there. So I know it's there. So, but I'll go against instant gratification now so that I can make even more, because then I'll be able to charge $10 a head because I have so much experience that, shoot, I'm only teaching 4 classes a week instead of 10. You see what I'm saying? And I'm making twice as much. But that's what we do. So I need y'all to We got one goal. Both of y'all, JCCCC? Or KCKCC? Yeah, so that's the goal that we need to clarify, figure out. We need to explore. And think about this as an exploration. This isn't final. This is, and your life is long, but we do have to have a sense of urgency, and that's what this creates, is a framework of, hey, this is an option, this is an option. This looks like a better option. This will give me more control and get me closer to where I want to be. At the bell. So we'll go through our three goals, and what's that, Friday, so we'll do it at the beginning of the hour. Hopefully we get it done, and then y'all can just go do whatever y'all need to do, and y'all study hard. You're welcome. Does that make sense? Does it give you something to think about?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. But, like, this is a long-term process, so I'm going to be working with y'all. Y'all my first, like, real group that I'm going to be working with.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and got some value out of it, something to think about and move on with your success. And make sure you add me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Work Hard Movement, WRKHRDMOVEMENT. That's Work Hard Movement. And I will talk to y'all later. I see ya. I keep on saying see y'all later, but we don't really see on here. So have a good one and wait for the next episodes the next day.